Josh.
Bucky.
Dude, we haven't went live for a long time.
It's been like 2 weeks.
What have you been doing? Like, have you been sleeping or what the heck?
I have.
God. 2 weeks.
Jealous.
I hibernate just right before the summer.
Today we are joined by a professional, so we got to up our game. We got to up our our voices and our radio game. We need
to. Do we have to change how we talk when we?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. No. Hello, this is Bucky.
Welcome to 10.
This is my radio voice.
Who are we joined with today?
Hi everyone, I'm Sam Adams from 106.9 KROC.
Awesome. Sam is a familiar voice to many in Rochester.
Yeah, I think.
You are.
I hope so.
So 106.9, like, it's got to be one of the most popular. Do you know the ratings? It's got to be one of the most popular radio stations in town.
I do know the ratings. I'm not supposed to share that with you. But,
gotcha.
You know. And we've been around longer than any other station, so it's just one of those, you know, familiar. I grew up listening to it. Who didn't, right?
Yeah.
I don't like hearing that people grew up listening to me. That makes me feel super old. But you get that every once
in
a while.
Funny.
Yeah, it is. When they're like, yeah, I'm going to college.
Like, oh, yeah.
No, you didn't. I'm only 21. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you ever have people that, after they hear your voice, they like turn around and they're like, I know that voice from somewhere?
All the time.
Really?
Sometimes I just say, close your eyes and then just listen. Because they're like, I know you, but I can't figure out how I know you. And that's when you pull those moves because... Oh, you don't see me very often.
Close your eyes. Yeah. Then she runs away.
Exactly.
<See ya.
laughs>
With the radio business, did you ever expect to be a personality in the radio business?
Oh, man. I knew that I wanted to be in communications. I wanted to be a journalist or like a sports reporter of some sort when I was in high school because I played a lot of sports. And one of my teachers was like, you need to go into broadcasting because you're just, people stop when you talk and they listen and you have a good presence about yourself and you're always happy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, maybe. So I looked into it and I thought, TV is where I'm going to be. For sure, that's where I'm going to be. And so I went to Brown College, which no longer exists, and I talked to some people there and I told them I wanted to do TV, but they said, no, if you want to be like a journalist, you should do radio and then transition into TV because it's all that simple, right? No. But anyways, I went there, did 2 years really quickly right out of high school and landed my first job in Iowa. Then the market crashed. I was like, I'm going to go back home because I'm originally from this area. Oh. And then somebody's like, hey, KROC's hiring. I'm like, what? And at that time, I was still thinking, no way am I going to end up in radio. But I got the job. It was doing weekends, and I filled in on the morning show, and they knew that's what they wanted me for, and I just didn't know yet.
Yeah.
So I started doing all that, and I fell in love with it, and I did dabble in TV a little bit, local TV here, and I just didn't love it like I do this. I mean, it's so much more fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. TV is amazing, but I just don't have the patience to get up and put makeup on every morning and, you know what I mean, and actually dress
just
up.
Go to work, you're just like, just look like
pajamas.
You just got out of bed. Yep.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Can I just broadcast from home today? Can we like run a mic to my home studio?
It is nice. So, radio has been such a passion for me for a really long time. I've been doing it my entire adult life. I'm 31 now.
Young as can be.
But it's crazy to think that I've been doing it since I was 20. So,
yeah.
How has it changed with the internet now?
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
What has that brought to the table? You know, we got pulled up in the background here. It's your blog from the KROC website. And so that's... Did you have to blog early on?
Not when I first started, no. It had nothing to do with the internet. I mean, it was still CDs and stuff at one point, and then it changed to computers, which were all manual, and now it's like, do you really need me? You know, sometimes you wonder. But, I mean, we were really nervous when Pandora and everything like that came out, but, I mean, it really hasn't affected us much. Mm. You can listen live on our app and all the same type of things. You can listen to us on Alexa. So we've been transitioning with technology as well, and then obviously blogging and Facebook and Instagram and social media and stuff like that. So that's why nowadays more than ever people recognize me, where before it was kind of like I could sneak away, be like, hi, I'm on radio, you don't know who I am, but now it's like I know you. I've seen you on Facebook, I think. And so it's way different now. But
and I imagine the advertisers, because that's what fuels the radio business, is that is that true? So the advertisers want to see more, right? They want to see more exposure of their brand, and you have to do it through the internet and all these different means.
Yeah, I feel like I'm everywhere. I really do. Like Thursdays downtown, and then I'm at the movie theater, and Catch Me If You Can. I'm here and there, and it's pretty cool, actually, being able to meet all the people that listen to you every day, and it's fun. It's fun.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Like how, so from internet listeners to just people tuning in on the radio, like, what's like the difference there? How many people are doing that compared to the other?
Oh man, every day it seems like we get more and more listeners online and on the app. Yeah, but I mean, we're still a very strong local market. I think I think a lot of people in Rochester really love that small town feeling, even though it's technically a big city. So it's really cool. But yeah, when people go to work, even though they're not technically supposed to listen at Mayo, I know a lot of people do.
And they do, like,
we can
because
see all of you listening.
I know you're listening.
Because they have it in their headphones or something?
Yeah, and they're on the computer or on their phone. Yeah, it's impressive. We just launched our app a couple of years ago, and we have tens of thousands of downloads, not hundreds of thousands yet. I hope. But yeah, I mean, it's going really well. We're going in the right direction, at least. Yeah, right. I feel so.
Is that pretty local then for the app downloads and stuff like that, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, we have listeners everywhere, and people that leave Rochester and then miss us, so they'll listen to us everywhere. Yeah. But it's a lot of local people, at least in the tri-state community, like Rochester, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin. Yeah. So
tell us a funny radio story.
Oh my goodness. This is so funny. I was just talking about this morning. So these fifth graders that I went to visit asked me what's the craziest thing I've ever heard on the radio, and I immediately blanked, and all I could think of was this girl who called us and told us that she breastfed her baby till it was 5 years old. And that's nuts, right? The kid's 5-year-old has teeth and stuff, right? And that's all I could think of. So I'm looking at the teacher, I'm like, I can't share this story, you know? Like, I don't know what to do. And so I don't know why, but that is the one story, like, I will never forget. So every time somebody asks me of a wild radio story, we get a lot of really random calls like that. You know, people just making weird voices or telling us crazy stories. They don't care. They don't really know us, so, and we don't know them, so we can't judge. We just have fun with it. So.
And is it live? Like when that lady called in, or do you screen it before?
We screen it. Yeah. I mean, we did a lot more live phone calls back in the day, but now with technology and these kind of calls, you have to try and figure out, okay, what are you really calling for?
Thanks for calling.
On that note, we're on to the next call.
Exactly.
Well, I see some of these like online Facebook podcasts similar to this, if you will, and they'll do the live call-ins, and I haven't seen anything that's been abnormal, but it's like you're asking for it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you could get in trouble, I feel like, but yeah. People just do that for fun, you know?
Yeah, just mess with
people.
They just
like to do prank
calls, and stuff.
So there goes my idea of going live on here with some phone calls. You know? Gosh darn it. We're going to have somebody
screen
it before. Just
be on the end button really quick.
Okay. Cut it off. Sorry, we lost him. We lost him. Please call back. Please call back. It's awesome.
Too funny.
Sam, as you've kind of, you know, become a personality locally, have you thought about other ways to use kind of the talents you've thought of in communication towards other places in life? Like, I'm sure, you know, not everybody has a mic in front of them all the time.
Yeah,
so it's like, for you, it comes naturally. I would imagine, how can you apply that?
I mean, I do a lot of charity events, and I really enjoy doing that. I just hosted the Unleash the She Ovarian Cancer Walk. I was part of the Pancreatic Cancer Organization when that was here in Rochester. And I really enjoy doing that kind of stuff. I adopted from Paws and Claws, so I love Paws and Claws, and I try and do all of those events when I can. Other than that, I mean, I've been helping my husband. We're a team now. We've been a team since we got married. We're the best kind of team, so he's like, who else better to be my boss in life and at work? So I've been helping him with his real estate company, and I feel like people have felt more comfortable to work with me because they listen to me all the time. They listen to me every day. They get to know me. So I'll have people come up to me randomly and be like, how's your sister? I'll be like, wee, do I know you? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't talk to you, but you hear me every day. And so people say they'll get their Sam fix by listening to me. And I'm like, I haven't talked to you in forever. So it's a weird kind of vibe there. But yeah, I feel like real estate is probably more so in my future because it's just been a lot of fun. And I've loved HGTV forever. And Pinterest, I used to do Pinterest and real life projects all the time. And I would love to do flips and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So I watched your stuff all the time. And I'm like, you ever need somebody? I'll come in and help you.
Yeah, we documented this process of fixing up the China Hall. And, you know, you do it in short increments with like Instagram where it's the short videos. Mm-hmm. But there's so much potential in some of the work that Josh does of like even the long form. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you've done some of these videos, not necessarily in the real estate world, but just longer form video you put out online. And people get interested in that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it leads to doors opening and just all kinds of neat things. So
it's fun. We definitely need to do more Chip and Joanna-ish videos. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a chance. It's just been kind of crazy, him trying to have to train me in all that. And then me still doing my radio thing, especially in the summer. Things are ramping up. Rochester Fest, Thursdays downtown, all of that mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. Golf outings and all fun and crazy all at the same time. So I haven't really had a chance to dig in.
If you had to give some tips to somebody that hasn't been in front of a mic before, what would be some tips that you would provide?
And there's some people joining,
it looks like, on Facebook. So if you have any questions for Sam, looks like John Gavin Boss joined, Chad Corey.
Hey. Feel free. I know those guys.
Yes, feel free to ask any questions that you may have. And so what would be some tips you have for people that haven't been in front of the mic?
Oh, man. Well, with radio specifically, it's hard because some people get in their own head. They're like, oh, my God, how many people are listening right now? You can't think of that kind of thing. You just have to, it's just me and you. Just me and you, right? Especially with stage fright, that's scary. Obviously, don't talk right into the microphone. You'll pop your peas, you know, like that stuff. That's
about
the gist.
You see it more when visitors and people come in to do like their little like advertisement or something like that. You probably get
it's either this or this. And it's like, it's okay. This is a good microphone, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we're going to have to wash the mic afterwards.
I know, right? Oh, my
gosh. Have you created commercials personally for other brands through the radio station where you are the voice of some other?
Yeah, actually, a lot of stuff. I don't even know. There's so many right now that I'm working with now. Yeah.
So is that just because like they send in a script, you just do it, or is it because they don't want to, or why?
Some companies I put my name behind and say I would work with them. So that's one of those things.
Okay.
I've been working with a jeweler who created this really cool ring for me, and he's like, I need to show your fingers off like everywhere. So he's pretty cool about that, and just little things like that. I've been on the billboard for Rochester downtown. And then I've also been in the Rochester magazine recently. I'm sure you guys have all seen it. I heard way too many people like, oh, you're modeling now. I was like, no, I'm not. No, that was just a one-time thing. So, yeah, in the newspaper and stuff like that. So kind of all formats.
So is your voice for hire?
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because we hear about, you know, we have just this podcasting set up, but people are like, well, what else can you do with that stuff?
Yeah.
And I don't think that people recognize that there's voiceover potential for, and now with audio in so many different fashions, mm-hmm. like, gosh, there needs to be more.
I did voice on tape when I was in college, which was pretty cool. I did a couple different books.
Mm. Oh,
you
could
probably still get them on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. The whole book. You read through the whole book?
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
How long would you like go between like breaks or like?
Sometimes I would get through several chapters. Other days I would be like, okay, I just need to stop.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't, it's a lot and you don't want to make it sound like you're literally just reading a book. Yeah. You want it to actually sound like you're telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, but I feel like that's one of the things I get from radio is I can look at a piece of paper and make it sound like I'm not reading it.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, my life is when I do commercials and stuff like that. But yeah, I would love to do more voice on tape books, but it seems like a lot of the authors are doing it themselves. Like,
yeah, to be the voice of their
book. Rachel Hollis, she did it herself. I would have loved to do that book. Girl, wash your face.
Do they ever? Sorry, we didn't read that one.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, Bucky, read that one. Sure? Girl, wash your face. Nope, we read the guy wash your face version. It was really short.
Yeah.
You really don't need to wash it. You should be okay. Shave once in a while.
Rub some dirt on it. It'd be all
right. The end.
That's funny.
Do they ever? So when you're saying that, I was thinking, you know, musicians play cover songs. Mm-hmm. Like, does anybody ever just do the somebody else's book and be like, the book is out there, you know, with my voice? You know,
that's interesting. I think
because you might add a different spin to it.
I feel like that could be a legal trouble.
I don't know.
Here, buy maybe my version.
You got no. I wouldn't even sell it.
Better voice.
Sell it. I would just be like, put it out on SoundCloud and be like, this is my version of the book. You know what I mean? Like, and just read through the whole book.
I'm sure people do.
Yeah, I must. I've never have to look into that.
Yeah, we should.
So have you ever done like voice training kind of stuff? Or is it just always come natural?
I mean, when I was in college, I did. I looked into some workshops and stuff recently because I was looking at doing more of like national commercials. And I haven't really been doing much of that.
Yeah.
The radio station keeps me busy. You know, it's a small little cluster. We have a lot of radio stations under one roof, but a lot of work is divvied around between the small group. So it's we definitely stay busy, but that's okay.
If someone was looking to get into the radio business today, what would you say would be some recommendations you would give them?
Don't do it. No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever you do.
Oh, man. Radio is so weird nowadays. There's still, like, classes you can take. Oh, I would recommend doing speech classes, English, all of that stuff. But it's really a lot about who you know, too. If you can get your feet in the door while you're in college and meet radio people, if they like you, it's just kind of a done deal, you know? So that's what I would recommend, is to use your resources, take internships, even if they're unpaid, and meet as many people, connect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty similar to a lot of fields, I think, where you know a lot of people, you're going to do better. So,
and I would think it's so much more than just radio as well, with the video component of the internet. So like taking acting or speech or, you know, things where you have to be in front of people.
I was just going to ask, like, how much do you guys use video, do you think, with radio stuff?
Oh, man. We still do a lot of video.
Yeah.
We go live on Facebook often also and do videos for our blogs. And there's a lot. We try and use all of our resources also. Yeah. You know, it's only the smart way to go about it.
So I think, like, with radio, one of the cool things, too, like, you do listen to the same people a lot, and you start to get to know them more.
Mm-hmm.
You're more interested in that, and then you almost like want even more, and like seeing the dynamic between people and like actually getting to visualize that, I think is a cool component. Yeah,
I get that a lot. People are like, it's really nice to put a face to the voice. Yeah. I thought you were gonna be brunette and shorter. Like, I get that often.
Oh, really?
I guess. Thank you. Like, okay. I don't sound like bubbly blonde on the radio. I guess that's okay. I don't sound like I'm 5'9". Like, I feel like
you sound short.
You sound short. I talk about playing sports a lot, so I kind of just think people realize that I'm just a big person because I am. But no, people are always like, whoa, I didn't expect that of you. It's very interesting. That but if you funny. Think about it, I do the same thing when I listen to the radio. Even voices, when, like singers, you're like, oh, I wonder what that person looks like. Well, mm-hmm. not what I thought Billie Eilish looked like. You know what I mean?
For sure,
it's,
right.
It's very interesting.
What's a tongue twister that you just cannot get over for the life of you? And like, for this reason, you do not say it on the radio. You're just like, I'm never saying that word on the radio again. I'm just done.
I don't think I have one. For a long time, four. When I would say four more local news or four more, I would say fur. And so, you know, like, because you know when you're saying things fast. And some guy was mean and like messaging, and he's like, it's four, not fur. And I'm like, you know what I mean?
So
I,
now you're always thinking about it.
Always.
Like a straight fur.
But I've definitely mispronounced words on the air. I'm only human, you know, and I've definitely made plenty of mistakes. But, you know, that just makes me more me. I have people like, I heard that. I'm like, yeah, sorry. Like, what do you expect from me?
We were shooting a listing video for this magnificent property in Lanesboro, Minnesota. And we're doing short snippets before the video actually would be distributed online of, like, trying to get people interested. And the word that kept coming up is opportunity. This is a great opportunity. Come check out this opportunity. There's no better opportunity. Like, I'm just like, can we say, and Josh's like, you got to stop saying opportunity.
It
like
would
that
pop up like two or three times in like one sentence. I'm like, guys, this is, we're using this way too much.
And yeah, then of course you can't think of anything
else. No, right. And then you're like, stuck.
So there's like a few bloopers where Bucky's just like, opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. And then he goes back, says again, dang it.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I imagine you run into that on the radio too. I literally said that word how many times? And
way too often, actually. It's funny. Yeah.
Let's see.
I feel like when I was like when we just started podcasting.
Yeah.
I feel like I said, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, like this. You know. Yeah. Oh yeah. You know. I mean, you know. Yeah. I was just, and I'd listen to it. I'm like, that's ridiculous. I gotta stop. And then that's
so
all you
Minnesota,
think about.
Though.
You all. That's all you think about, and you're like, said it so many times.
How is it having a co-host? What do you think about the whole co-host?
Oh, it's the best. Honestly, it's so nice to be able to like bounce stuff off of each other. When I'm having a bad day, he always ends up bringing more to the table and vice versa. Yeah. And that makes it fun. Plus, we've worked together for so long and we know each other so well. We're like brother and sister. And so we legitimately will get into arguments on the air. And like the worst fight we ever got into was over bananas, which is so stupid, but like it's the only real fight we've ever had. So it's really fun to
tell me more.
Oh yeah, my gosh. Yeah, right. Oh, I was a prima donna and I'm like, can you pick up some bananas on your way to work tomorrow? I need some breakfast. And like normally it would have been fine had he gone to the gas station and asked if I needed something. But since I asked him for it, of course, I was like, what? Who does that? And he was so mad. And then I was mad because he didn't go. I was like, what? They're just bananas. It's not like I asked you to get me tampons or anything. You know what I mean?
Just get me some bananas.
That was literally the only legit fight we've ever had. It lasted for a long time. We still talk about it and joke about it. Like, remember those bananas?
I would just show up with like 100 bananas.
Exactly.
Here you go.
Right?
Here.
That'll
These
be.
Will be good.
Charge me double for it.
So one time I told the cashier up at Quick Trip while I was in high school by Century that I made banana bread and I needed the extra bananas because I just wanted to see what they were doing with all their extra bananas. Next thing you know, I had like boxes of bananas because they throw them out as they're getting real close to brown, but they're not quite brown yet.
Wow.
And then I remember one time I went in, he's like, how's the banana bread making going? I'm like, yeah, good. I wasn't actually making banana bread. I was just kind of curious what they did with their bananas. But he gave me like two boxes of bananas. Oh, gosh.
You almost now have to make banana bread after that.
I don't even know how. I just was curious.
Just like mashing them up.
All right. Should I freeze them? What can you do? I don't even know.
With the different radio stations that are out there, is there ever any back and forth between the radio stations? Like even on air where it's like, you know, they talk, you probably don't name drop other radio stations, but is there ever that back and forth?
We do now more so because we know that we're stronger as a team. So we have several radio stations in one building and we're a team. We're friends. We're all family, really. So we obviously all talk about each other and we'll call in and chat with other DJs on the air. But like, as far as like competitive radio, like, you know, people that aren't in our building. No, we don't really mention them.
What other stations? You can't
are
actually.
Are there other stations in town? No, I'm just kidding. But no, like James Raby is on Y105, right? But he was on KROC back in the day. That's who I listened to. So we talk and make fun of him all the time because he's an old man now. So it's like we just give him so much crap.
He has hustle, though, when it comes to Instagram.
Like, yeah, he's on point. I know.
That guy hustles on Instagram. Have you seen him on Instagram?
I don't know if I have.
He works his tail off on Instagram.
Oh,
I mean,
and he
he's
Snapchats
like,
the crap out.
Does
of
he really? Oh, I didn't know that.
He is like obsessed with that stuff. He's really good at it. And he's really awesome about being in the community as well. For like how long he's been in radio, that can really burn a person out, but not him. he lets it be amazing for him still. You know
awesome.
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that is awesome.
Do you think podcasting has changed anything with radio?
Not really.
Is it just
it's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean I know a lot of people that will listen to our station in the morning and then listen to podcasts at night. You know what I mean? Like yeah. And typically you listen to a podcast for the certain thing that you're looking for, where radio is kind of every day is something different. Yep. A lot of people will listen to us to get the local news and to hear like what's happening in the community. So I feel like, and music obviously, yeah, but yeah. And you're all just talk. So I think people that listen to your podcast are the people that love what you're doing.
What, if you had to listen to something, what would you be listening to, whether you're at the gym or you're
I'm traveling? Obsessed with music, honestly. Like, I love everything. I would be the worst person to be up against in, like, bar games where you have to name the lyrics, because that's what I'm good at. Like, I remember everything, all these lyrics, and then you ask me a question about what I ate for breakfast yesterday, I'd be like, right? So, like, I love every style of music, but I'm more about what I play. I listen to the pop songs now. So I don't know.
All right, so finish that lyric. Hit me with your best shot.
Fire away.
There we go. All right, your turn. You got to think of a lyric.
Oh man.
I don't know.
But like those you know those games where you just play the beginning of a song?
Yeah.
Like, that's my powerhouse, because that's where we're talking, over the beginning of a song.
Mm.
So it's funny, like, if I, back in the day when I was a kid, I would listen to the CDs and I would know exactly what song was coming up next, even if it was a mixtape. And that, it's just something I've always really been,
yeah.
Such a stupid, useless talent, but, you know what I mean?
I remember all that every stupid song stuff. Ever.
Well, the thing I've known, the thing, and you've noticed it more than I have, but you know, when you get that hit, it is played over and over and over and mm-hmm. over again until the next hit comes. So right now, Billie Eilish is that her name?
Like, yeah, bad guy.
Like, it's just over and over and over. So I'm sure
every hour on the hour.
Every hour on the hour.
Well, they asked me at the fifth graders, like, can you play me a song? I was like, what song? They're like, Old Town Road. I'm like, I don't think we can play that one.
Yeah, right. Right.
Anymore. Like, you know, that's
right.
One of those songs. It's the number one song on the Billboard charts right now. Of course, we're going to play the crap out of it. Everybody loves it.
Right.
Until they don't. And that's the way I am. I'm typically like, oh, this song sucks. Oh, I love it so much. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done with it. Can we please just get rid of the song? I think a lot of people are like that.
What song are you okay with never listening to again?
Oh, my God. A lot of Taylor Swift songs. I love Taylor Swift, but like, her songs start out so strong, and then they're like that. You know, like, Shake It Off. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, my goodness.
Shake that
Ed Sheeran's
off.
Perfect. Like, that one just needs to go away. And we still play that song. I'm like, Troy, just turn it down, please.
Just leaves. Yeah. I'll come back.
Time for
a
bathroom
minutes.
Break. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's true.
That's funny. Well, this has been fun. I've learned a lot about radio just in this conversation. You know, you don't really get to dive into the radio side of things very often.
Have you done much with radio?
No.
Locally?
Mm-mm. Nope. Just this podcasting is my experience with a mic, you know. I think I was once on the radio for like helping with some nonprofit or something like that.
Nice.
And it was like a live, you know, a live thing where they were down at the event, where they came to the event and then they aired it live during the show.
Mm-hmm.
So haven't done much with radio at all. And I don't think there's any reason why businesses shouldn't find a way to get on radio locally. I think that one of the, and I'll be curious what your thoughts are, to come up with the jingle, to come up to come up with the theme, to come up with the you know, catchy something, I think is important, because otherwise I think it might just blend in.
Just like a phrase kind of thing? Like, you just like know their
I think
company.
He's talking like, special team, right?
Yep. Yeah. For a business. You know, if you think of a business or...
I know all the jingles,
used to come
too.
into Ace Hardware when I worked there all the time. And I started hearing that, and I'm like, oh, that's Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you give as far as advice for businesses
for
with the radio?
For jingles?
Not even jingles, but just like, yeah, there you go.
For me right
I
now.
I want a jingle from Sam.
and sing it.
Yeah, right? Sure. I think radio is important for recognition, for name recognition. We really...
The branding.
Yeah, exactly. We are one of the most listened to form of media still. So, like, you look at what else is going on in the world, and you're like, what else is going to die? And then, like, not to sound morbid, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things are changing with the internet and technology and stuff, but radio is still going strong, and that's pretty awesome. So, because there were a lot of times where I'm like, am I going to have a job in mm-hmm. a few years? But people are still listening, and they recognize those commercials on the air. So,
what's another commercial? I'm trying to think of one locally.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty popular.
Haley Comfort System.
Yeah. Yeah. Haley's Comfort
yep.
System. For sure.
I'm for whatever reason thinking of all the marine and RV places
yeah.
right now.
little
kids.
It's so funny too when you're like riding with somebody in the car and like they'll just sing the tail end of it and they don't even think about it.
Yeah,
like it happens
exactly.
Subconsciously, you know? They're like,
Universal
Marine and RV.
And
yep. And then they're like, oh, I just sang that like whole commercial. Holy buckets.
And people are all like, that's annoying. But when you're thinking about buying a boat or an RV, you're like, Universal mm-hmm. Marine, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
And so, yeah, sometimes annoying is good. Clearly, here I am. Still doing what I do.
If people want to download the app, where do they go for the app?
Search 106.9 KROC in your app store. Super easy.
And is that connected to the iHeartMedia stuff or not?
No.
It's its own app.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, all of our stations, Y105, The Dock, Quick Country. We have KROC AM, and it's on the FM dial now, too. So we have KROC News, Z-Rock. They're all apps that you can download. You can chat with us that way. You can listen live. You can read all the blogs. You can win prizes. It's pretty awesome.
That is neat.
So,
how does the chat stuff work? Like
the chat stuff?
Like
it's basically
like
text messaging.
And like just like send it in.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And
yeah,
you get
request
it,
a song.
You're
yeah.
sitting in front of the
Old
computer.
Old Town Road again, please.
You're sitting in front of the computer and it pops up while you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Or on
that's
the phone,
sweet.
Yeah.
And can you tell who's messaging you from the app, or do they have to add their name?
I think it's an email or a phone number.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I'm just going to start adding at the end of all my messages. This is Bucky. This is Bucky.
Old Town Road.
Okay.
This is Bucky.
Yeah. Old Town Road.
Just and over. Black. Just kidding. I don't think we have that power yet.
Cool. Yeah. We will have to check out that app. I will admit
yeah.
I don't have the app downloaded on my
I'm
phone.
Look at that, yeah.
You got two new subscribers to the app.
Woo-hoo. Sure, yeah. My job is complete. Just
I'm done
kidding.
For the day.
Exactly.
The blog's up. Ready to go.
Thank you, Sam, for joining us
yes.
at the offices
thanks.
Of China Hall.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This looks amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, and thanks for doing the story on us.
Yeah,
you
no
did
problem.
Put that on your blog. That
it
was
is
awesome.
Not a Chinese restaurant, ladies and gentlemen.
It is not.
It's a very cool office space.
It is, with podcasting equipment, foosball tables, ping pong tables, full fridge that has like some touch screen on it.
And you guys.
And us, and we're hanging out
Boom.
Here.
Boom.
Boom. If you are looking to find out more about Sam Adams, go check out the website, 106.9.
Just KROC.com.
KROC.com. Forget about the 106.9. For more at the offices of China Hall, be sure to like our Facebook page. I'm Bucky and one of the co-founders here.
And I'm Josh. If you need any video or social media help with your business, let me know.
Awesome.
You can find me on MediaCoreMarketing.com.
We'll see you next time.
Right on.
Of course, my lashes decide to go crazy on me. I was
it
like,
falls off right at the end.
What's happening? Well, they're like lash extensions, but sometimes they'll get flipped and they'll go like right in my eye. I was like, God dang it. Being a girl, the struggle is real, let me tell you.
I just leased out a space to a lady.